I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero, or a pigeon, or a superhero named Pidgewoman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No,
because their whole year has been sort of injury riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bears have a rare Saturday game in Detroit against the Lions at 3:30 tomorrow. They haven't won at Ford Field since 2012. On the injury front, Adrian Amos, Eddie Goldman, Adam Shaheen, and DeAndre Houston Carson are questionable. Around the NFL, fines have been handed out in the altercation at the end of the Seahawks-Jaguars game. Quentin Jefferson, Sheldon Richardson, Jermaine Ifedi, and Leonard Fournette were fined, but Michael Bennett was not. The Bulls will visit Giannis and the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee as they look to go 5-0 since the return of Nico Mirotic. Lauri Markkanen will be out for the third straight game with back spasms. And in hot stove action today, Carlos Santana signed the largest deal of the offseason, 3 years, $60 million with the Phillies. Hector Rondon gets 2 years from the Astros, and Zach Cozart signs a 3-year deal with the Angels to play third. The New York Post reports the Yankees and Pirates are discussing a Gerrit Cole trade. The update's brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And the Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery located on Illinois Street in Chicago. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to the Home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Let's go with the lineups. You got Olin Krutz, the Hawaiian heartthrob.
Olin Krutz.
Up front, Olin Krutz, the six-time Pro Bowler.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin Krutz was a warrior. He embodies what a football player is.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Touchdown!
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Krutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
670 The Score football analyst.
You come to the game and you start listing all the guys that are on IR with the bye week cap. They get unhealthy during the bye week, which is insane.
Olin Krutz.
The conversation is about the toughest guy in the room. Olin Krutz is being talked about.
Olin Krutz with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Olin_Krutz, and the former Bear and member of the Scores Bears postgame show joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Olin Krutz is brought to you by Peloton. Visit their showroom at Oak Brook Center, a Saturday game for the Bears in Detroit. And as we talked about last week, my partner Jason Goff has declared this winnable for the Chicago Bears. What say you?
I'll take the Lions at home on that turf, still in a playoff hunt, even with two old linemen down. So I think the Lions, I think Stafford is just it's going to be too much for the Bears. You know, last time they played, they finally went through spreading them out, getting them in a lot of empty back sets and just seeing if the Bears could cover them. And without a pass rush, Floyd out, and I expect them to give the Bears some problems unless they get a pass rush on them. But we'll see. I mean, they shocked us last week, but if you would have told me that Atkins was going to be out like he was, that would be like the Bears losing Akeem Hicks. So that totally changed the game for the Bengals. And their linebackers, if they're still employed this week, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, they got a really good rookie out of Florida, I believe, number 40, who I don't know if he's healthy or not, but he's a guy that makes plays all over the field. I want to take it back to last.
Haloti Ngata is out.
He is out.
Yeah, Haloti Ngata is out. You know, Unza was out last time they played. He's back this time. But the Lions have struggled in stopping the run. And Howard looked good last week, was running hard, running violent, running downhill, as John Fox pointed to. So by no means do I think this would be an easy win for the Lions. I just think at home, on that turf, with a team still in the hunt, I don't see if they lose. And if they do, you got to imagine Caldwell's in trouble.
I want to take it back to last week. Have you ever been on a field where you were saying to yourself, you know what, we're good, but these guys just didn't scout or have a good game plan? Because you kind of know what the Bears are going to present you. It's going to be a heavy dose, if they can, of Jordan Howard, and you'll do bootlegs and play action with Mitchell Trubisky trying to highlight his athleticism. And I know there were a bunch of guys, you mentioned Geno Atkins, some other players that were out, Vontaze Burfict, Adam Jones, but have you ever said to yourself, yeah, we executed, but those guys either laid down or their scouting report or game plan was just terrible?
Yeah, and because we beat up on the Bears, when they lose, I'll be honest with you, Gov, I've never seen linebackers look that confused and force defenders on where their run fits are. The linebackers look like they had no idea where the ball was. But the Bears are doing a nice job formationally and motion-wise, and Tariq Cohen in motion and bringing their tight end back across the formation, what they call a fax block, that was really messing with the Bengals' run fits. And it's a smart thing to do to young linebackers. And I think they even had a safety or a one safety out, and it just looked like they were very confused on who had which gap. And without Atkins in there and a rookie Glasgow, you know, they played really bad. To be honest with you, I don't know if I've ever seen as much film as I've watched. I don't know if I've ever seen that bad of linebacker play in the NFL.
Meanwhile, the Bears wide receiver corps never at a loss for confidence, whether it is the always swaggy, saucy, and wavy Josh Bellamy. Now it's Kendall Wright, who after his 10-catch performance is daring to invoke the name of Antonio Brown, as he says, well, the difference between us and guys like Antonio Brown is he's just targeted more. Well, my response would be, yeah, because he's better than you are, and he's open more often. So it's always nice to have a guy who's very, very confident, but I thought it was a little surprising that Kendall Wright was stepping out quite like that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, and you've been around NFL players and the guys in this locker room, I get to this level, you got to believe that you're one of the best. And if you don't believe, who the hell will, right? So Kendall Wright thinks he's in Antonio Brown's category, and we all know he's wrong, but hopefully he keeps believing that. Now, look, Kendall Wright, if you watch him, he does get open. And when he's not on the field or targeted, even I'm baffled by that sometimes. So they went to him a lot last week. He got open a couple of times. A couple of times he just got dropped in coverage where they attacked the middle of the field, even in pass last week, where the DB would kind of hand off Kendall Wright to the inside linebackers, and the linebackers had no idea who had that guy coming across the middle of the field. But credit to Loggins and the offensive staff, early in the game, they went with a boot when the Bengals were bringing a safety blitz, and that seemed to unsettle the Bengals the rest of the game, and they didn't know what was coming after that. So the Lions have struggled with zone read and quarterback runs. And if you go back to their first game, they looked confused when Trubisky came out the zone reads. And the Bears opened a lot of motions to Tariq Cohen and fake pass to Tariq Cohen, hand off to Jordan Howard, but went away from that in the third quarter. So hopefully we see a lot of that the whole game this time.
Your former teammate called it a career formally in Devin Hester. And when we talked to Greg Gabriel, he was involved in the scouting and drafting of him. He said that Devin was the kind of guy that you had to put an arm around, not scream at, because he didn't respond to coaching like that. I feel like he was one of the more quiet stars that this city has ever seen in terms of his productivity. What was playing with him like in terms of seeing him, being around him, marveling maybe on a practice-to-practice mm-hmm. basis on how fast he was? What was it like being a teammate of Devin Hester?
First of all, I just want to talk about the reason why Hess was like that is because he cared so damn much. Like, when he made a mistake, he cared so much that kind of broke him. So there's certain players, right, Goff, that you don't have to get on because he's getting on himself. Trust me. I mean, he wanted to be great that bad. Now, as far as playing with him, it was damn amazing, man. When Soulja Boy would hit, we used to play around the sideline. We would, on kickoffs, we'd walk off to the 40 because we just figured that's where we were going to get the ball, right? We were going to get the ball in the 40. I remember one game we were playing Green Bay. The guy punted the ball. He caught the ball in the middle of the field. I turned and walked to the bench, and Ruben Brown says to me, "Where are you going on?" And I said, "It's a touchdown." I mean, if you caught the ball in the middle of the field in those days, it was over, guys. I mean, he was so exciting. He was a good teammate. Great to have in that locker room, and changed the whole game. And really, on offense, we were going to get the ball on the 40, or he was going to score. I remember being in Arizona, and Rube looks at me and says, "Olin, he's going to score right here." And I said, "If he does, that'll be one of the most amazing things I've ever seen." And sure enough, he scored, and we're going wild on the sideline. And he takes the Super Bowl kickoff back. The guy did things that has never been seen before, obviously. And you could go on for an hour of a show telling Devin Hester stories of when you're an offense, stand on the sideline just watching him.
See, I would rather do a show of you telling nothing but Ruben Brown stories.
If it's, I don't know. Is this HBO?
If we were doing this, if some no holds barred time or some bar show off the air, because that was appointment radio there.
One of the best ball players of all time, and did it his own way, and just a special dude, man. I mean, the way he did things, and he was still able to block people and really dominate the game with his length and strength and size. Ruben, he's a throwback to the old ball players, but I'll go as far to say he's one of a kind.
Help me out with Bears rookie safety Eddie Jackson, because I can't quite decide whether I trust my eyes on him, because when he does make a play, it really does look spectacular, and he has had his share of spectacular plays, but it's sometimes in the routine plays where I wish he would pursue a little more aggressively, or I wish he'd be attacking the ball in the air a little bit more. So I understand rookies are up and down like that, and sometimes the film is tough to discern. You're more experienced than I am at scouting somebody like that. Should I be counting the big plays as much as I am everything else, because I still want more from a second-round pick?
No. I would say trust your eyes. You're seeing exactly right. I mean, he credit him. He's there when someone tips the ball. Callahan guarding Green last week, and Callahan was big to get him back last week, and amazing what Fangio did with that defense against the Bengals in their old stadium. But he makes the tip. He really makes the great play there, right? I mean, obviously Jackson's got to come and catch that ball, and then he pulls the ball from Green on the sideline after, I think it was a 22 or 23 yard catch. But you're right. He's got to get better at coming down more aggressively, attacking the ball, reading his keys, getting on that fumble he caused. I guess Gruden calls it the turkey hole or whatever, but Green is wide open over there for 23 yards, and he's still in his back pedal. So as do most rookies, he's got a lot to improve on, and what we're seeing and what we're all seeing is probably what he's got to improve on, and he knows that. And I've heard him talk, and he says a lot of the right things, and I hope he means it, and he wants to get better and change the culture in the Bears locker room. And it'll be exciting to get a good young safety back there when his game elevates.
Bears great Olin Krutz joining us here on his weekly segment on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score. How much can you take from your rookie to your second year when a coaching staff change is made? You know, is it going to be just a complete reset? What like you just mentioned, I like to call it, counting steps instead of dancing. It seems like some guys are out there trying to figure out where their landmarks should be instead of it being second nature that first year. So how much football stuff is lost when a coaching change is made schematically, if you have to go to something different, and what football things should just be ingrained in you no matter what?
You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, Dave Wanstead was fired, obviously, my rookie year. Dick Geron hired, Matt Cavanaugh fired, and John Shoup hired. So our whole scheme changed, but the game slowed down, right? What was expected of me slowed down because, look, I think I told this story in here before, but I remember going against Mike Wells on my first reach block to get my head across an NFL nose guard in his 30s trying to feed his family. And Mike Wells stuck my head right through the ground on my back. So I knew going into that offseason, I had to change my technique. I had to watch film. I had to find guys who learned, who have already got it done, watch him on film, improve my steps, get stronger. Now I go out there. I know what speed to expect. I know how sharp my technique has to be because, look, when you're playing in the NFL, there can be no flaws in your technique. You got to be flawless because everybody out there is strong and fast and matches up well with you. As in college, you're just usually you face guys, you're just bigger, stronger, and faster than. But in the NFL, you start to realize what technique you need. Now, look, these guys are going to come through this offseason. This will be their first time off for a long time. So, you know, any advice to them would be get right in the weight room. You know, the Bears are not going to the playoffs, so they're going to have January, February, March, April off. So they got to get right to work, get a lot better at what they're doing because you can make a big jump from your first year, second year, even if they change the coaches.
I want to thank the texter for reminding me Eddie Jackson, a fourth rounder, yeah. Not a second. It's in my head that he was a second because
he
was a projected.
Grade.
Exactly.
Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Yeah, that's why it's in my head.
Tell him they changed that in golf. Stop calling him.
Hey, don't cut him no slack, Olin. He didn't cut you slack when you were playing.
No, I didn't.
That was his job, man.
Hey, one thing that I thought was kind of cool last week, too, was that the play calling made sense. Everything seemed to have a reason that to set up something else. And I don't know if that is planned or if it's on the fly, if you realize, oh, my God, these linebackers suck. We can do whatever we want. But when you're in a game early on, once you get through whatever that offensive coordinator's feel-out period is, the first 15 or the number of formations where you figure out, hey, we can do this, how much dialogue is there comfortably between or in the huddle, after the huddle? Usually we see the quarterback as the guy having most of the conversations. But when do you get to say, hey, I know what we can block against these guys and what we can't block, and let's base everything off this?
A really good question because it depends on how long you've been together. Josh Sifton's probably a guy, maybe Bobby Massey, but they're really young everywhere else, right? And they're just getting to know these guys. And the NFL is about, like we said, we just talked about earlier, is you get your rookie year, you learn the game, you get better. Well, we've talked a lot on air about how young the Bears offensive staff is and what we might have saw last week besides the mismatch in how bad the linebackers and Atkins replaced Glasgow was playing. What we might have saw last week, too, was a young offensive staff getting better, working better together, young coaches learning how to coach in the NFL, learning how to make adjustments, learning how to you know, mess with guys' fits and what play to come to and getting a feel for, okay, look, everybody's been blitzing us in the first drive to shut our run down for negative runs. Well, right about here, why don't we run this boot and have Bellamy come wide open? So you could see also coaches getting better at what they're doing. And you know, it's just I don't know how many guys they have that have that kind of experience, Dan, where like Ron Turner or Harry Heistand would come to the bench on a sideline and say, guys, what run do you think we should run right here? Or what are they doing on defense? What do you see out there? Because you have guys on your team who you ask that question to, and they say stuff, and you turn the film on, and none of that is happening. Okay, so you got to learn who to trust, who is actually seeing what's actually going on the field. Those kind of guys are invaluable on the sideline.
Yeah, it's funny because we generally hear about skill position players that the wide receivers every time, I'm open, or throw it to me, like we were talking about Kendall Wright before, that those guys advocate for themselves. And I would think on a really good team that has good lines of communication, just like that, an offensive lineman can say, hey, we run G lead, we're golden, or we run, you know, lead weak to the bubble, they're not going to stop this until they change something up. So I would like to hear that there's that kind of conversation going on.
And I'm sure there is. It's just who do they trust on the offensive side of the ball? Who does Loggins or Washburn trust, or Frank Smith, the tight end coach? So who do these guys trust to talk to, and who's earned the trust? By that, I mean, like we just talked about, who has said this is going on the field, and you turn the film on, and that actually is going on.
All right, before we let you go here, what do you think happens tomorrow?
I think the Lions beat them. You know, I think it's going to be about 24-14. I think they just, you know, they're still in it. They got the quarterback, and they got a lot of good wide receivers. I think they spread them out, and I think the offense has a little harder time than they had last week.
Olin, have a good weekend, man. We'll talk to you next
time. Appreciate it, guys.
That is Olin Kreutz. Always enjoy his work. The segment brought to you by Volvo Sweden's. Greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited-time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. When we come back, I've got another giveaway. We've been giving things away all day today. I've got a $25 gift card to Pepe's Mexican Restaurant.
And we have a bombshell of an NFL story to you about when we come back right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I hate to cheer for losing. As much as I understand intellectually what they're trying to do and what the point of the exercise is, I like an underdog. I understand they're blowing the draft pick.
Overeating, right. Of course, of 82, you're going to be where you need to be.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. A lot of people were speculating what exactly LeBron James said to Lonzo Ball following the Cavaliers' 121-112 victory over the Lakers last night. It was actually benign, something like stay focused and ignore the noise. That doesn't matter as much as the fact that he and some other NBA stars, like Steph Curry, are starting to change the narrative around Lonzo. Coming into the league, the thought was that he'd be abused and made a target because of the obnoxiousness of his father, LeVar. It seems instead that he's being supported and lifted up. I'm not trying to suggest that he's getting sympathy because they feel sorry for him, but I do think that as a 19-year-old playing a grown man's game, some probably feel like LeVar unfairly stacked the deck against his son. Being a pro is hard, but I bet that getting encouragement from players like LeBron surely makes it feel a lot less daunting. I'm Tiki Barber.
CBS Sports Radio.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg, the most knowledgeable and honest team in the mortgage industry. This is David's last commercial of the year, and he would like to wish all of the Score listeners a happy holiday season and a very happy and healthy new year. David would like to thank you, the Score listener, for all the business and referring mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, friends, co-workers, and neighbors this year. David would like to thank us for making his commercials enjoyable and memorable, so the listeners, who despise me, wait until the end of his ad before changing the station. Thanks, David. Thanks to Mitch Rosen for approving most of David's commercials and for heckling him while David read his copy when Terry was on promoting his book. Thanks to Jason for giving David the opportunity to help him secure a mortgage on his first home. And to Tanny for the drops during the spots. Because of Score listeners' loyalty and support, David had another unbelievably successful year, and he wanted to say thank you. David has helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Team Hochberg will be open for business during the holiday. So if you'd like assistance with a mortgage, call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on the Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injury Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week, the history of sports.
O.J. Simpson became the first NFLer to rush 2,000 yards in a season this week in 1973. This week in 1983 had one of the highest scoring NBA games, Detroit 186 to Denver 184. Bo Jackson became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games in two sports this week in 1990. And this week in 2007, the Mitchell Report was publicly released, listing the names of 89 Major League Baseball players that have presumably used steroids.
Is the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Powerball jackpot? And now that jackpot is more than $250 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Powerball tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
This week. History of sports.
This week in 1891, James Naismith invented basketball. Jack Johnson became the first black world heavyweight boxing champion this week in 1915. This week in 1917, the first games of the new NHL were played. The first NFL playoff game took place this week in 1932. This week in 1947, NASCAR was founded in Daytona Beach, Florida. This week in 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first undefeated NFL team in a season.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong,
and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. The bombshell of an NFL story that we teased before the break was this. From Panthers.com, the Carolina Panthers today announced it has commenced an internal investigation into allegations of workplace misconduct against the team's owner and founder, Jerry Richardson. The investigation is being led by the outside international law firm Quinn Emanuel, Urquhart and Sullivan, LLP, and will be overseen by limited owner and former White House Chief of Staff Erskine Bowles. The Carolina Panthers and Mr. Richardson take these allegations very seriously and are fully committed to a full investigation and taking appropriate steps to address and remediate any misconduct. I find this hilarious because this is the same man who, when he drafted Cam Newton, told him, you aren't going to get any tattoos or anything like that because it'll be a bad look you know, for the franchise. Can't have a franchise quarterback with tattoos. When I mentioned what I mentioned about Donald Sterling and the fact that he was mad, not about what he said or that he had been found out, but he was mad that his lady was taking pictures with someone and that his friends were scared that he was having sex with them.
Uh-huh.
I would not be surprised if by the end of this year or the beginning, first quarter of next year, if we don't have a few more of these billionaire boys clubs dudes on this list, too.
There's famous pictures of Jerry Jones, too, as we know.
Robert Kraft, too.
But the issue that I have, and I think Mike Florio posted something on Twitter in this regard, you can't let the team take this over and put in their hand-picked law firm to do this for them. This has to be a league investigation under the personal conduct policy.
You'd think so, but if we always say that the commissioner works for the owners. So in this instance,
yeah, but
do you kind of figure out, all right, who was against me when the bleep was hitting the fan?
You've got a policy in place. You have to establish, just like the NBA did with Donald Sterling. They didn't let the Clippers say, yeah, well, we'll look at this on our own. It's the owner of the team.
Hey.
It's a long-standing owner of that team, and that has to be done at a league level.
There are plenty of women who have worked in male-dominated atmospheres and industries
mm-hmm.
who are being empowered and emboldened by the forthcoming tales of women around not just sports but in entertainment, hell, in regular workplaces. So we get like four or five names every day. I would not be surprised if billionaire owners are on that list.
Right now, caller number 6 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700, and you'll win a $25 gift card to Pepe's Mexican Restaurants in celebration of their 50th anniversary. Pepe's, serving Chicago the best Mexican cuisine for 50 years.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. As the guys were discussing, breaking news out of the NFL, Panthers owner Jerry Richardson is being investigated for workplace misconduct. In a statement released by the team, they said, quote, "The Carolina Panthers and Mr. Richardson take these allegations very seriously and are fully committed to a full investigation and taking appropriate steps to address and remediate any misconduct. The entire organization is fully committed to ensuring a safe, comfortable, and diverse work environment where all individuals, regardless of sex, race, color, religion, gender, or sexual identity or orientation, are treated fairly and equally. We have work to do to achieve this goal, but we are going to meet it." The Bears have a rare Saturday game in Detroit against the Lions at 3:30 tomorrow. The Bears have not won in Detroit since 2012. On the injury front, Adrian Amos, Eddie Goldman, Adam Shaheen, and DeAndre Houston Carson are questionable. The Bulls will visit Giannis and the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee as they look to go 5-0 since the return of Nico Mirotic. Lauri Markkanen will be out for the third straight game with back spasms. Hot stove action today, Carlos Santana signed the largest deal of the offseason, 3 years, $60 million with the Phillies. Hector Rondon gets 2 years from the Astros, and Zach Cozart signs a 3-year deal with the Angels. The update's brought to you by Peloton. This holiday, give the gift that will make them give it all, live studio cycling with Peloton. Visit the showroom at Oakbrook Center today and experience Peloton for yourself, or go to onepeloton.com. And breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Pretty simple for me tonight. We talked to Vincent Goodwill in the first hour. He actually came by on his way to Milwaukee, where you just take I-94.
Yes.
And I'll be watching Giannis, Antetokounmpo, and the Bulls square off. That Bucks thing kind of died down in terms of, oh my God, look at the Bucks.
Well, the Jabari trajectory changed. Right. There were some expectations there.
Traded for Ebled, which is taking the ball out of Giannis's hands a little bit more. So I'll be watching Bucks and Bulls a little bit tonight. And we also got the 76ers on the national stage against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'll be checking that out, too.
Spurs-Rockets late, don't forget.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna do the late thing tonight. I'm telling you, man, I gotta pack 40 goodie bags. Like, I don't wanna do anything after I do
goodie
that.
Bags with 40s in them.
No, that's actually that's gonna be the bachelor party, Tannehill. That's you and Shep will get Mickey's in each one of your goodie bags when you come to the bachelor party. Yeah, man.
Old English 800, cause that's my brand.
The last time
you can get the little grenade bottles, that'll be save some room there.
Ooh.
So oh, the Big Mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The last time me and Tanny hung out at a hip hop spot, I believe, was at Sub T, where I hadn't had Mickey's in decades.
What's that? It was at Empire, I think.
It was, okay. It was, yes, you're right.
Now,
you're
are these for the kids or are these for grown-ups?
We have grown-up goodie bags and kids goodie bags as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. The grown-up goodie bags, you know, a $50 gift certificate to Lover's Lane for all the people. Nah, we got to throw some nice things in there for the guys and the girls who are thinking about having kids, and after they see ours acting ass for 3 hours, probably rethink that. So I'll be putting prophylactics in the adults' goodie bags and cookies and other things in the kids' goodie bags.
That's going to be a good time. You got our guy working his magic, too.
Oh, dude. It's going to be an issue. I love him to death, but he's going to be around 40 people staring at all of them and looking to go off at any moment. So, you know, you got to do the whole, hey, he's not like this. He's not like this when we're just hanging out. So I'll be lucky if I get a chance to see Rocket Spurs, even though it is a terrific matchup when you've got two of the best players in the league going at it in James Harden and Kawhi Leonard.
And then we've got the Bears on Saturday, depending on how long it takes me to get back from God knows where this hockey game is that I'm driving out to.
Oh, yeah, you're way out. Yeah. Fox Valley.
Hey, they came to play us. It's one of these situations where, you know, you get in a division with a team, you know it's going to be. It's not Crystal Lake. It's not Kankakee, so I'm good. But they drove into the city and kicked our lowly ass last week, and now we're going to drive out there and get our lowly ass kicked.
Maybe the kids got a little something for them. Maybe they've been texting and Snapchatting each other while they're not, you know, sending each other their junk and say, hey, let's beat these dudes when we go out to the Fox Valley.
You know, actually, a little defense wouldn't kill you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Ball. Ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody loves
you. If you didn't hear that, if you didn't hear that, ladies and gentlemen, that is the bus driving over 10 to 13-year-olds on the North Shore.
Start the buses.
Oh, my God. It's not the North Shore, North Side.
I'm sorry, baby.
Come on, man.
But still, you just threw,
right,
you just threw like 12, 15-year-olds or 13-year-olds under the bus.
I wish we had 12 defensemen.
Maybe you should get Fatty Siebes to come out, you know, lose a little weight on the weekends.
Apparently,
I
want to play defense like Seabrook.
That's what all the kids are saying.
Yep.
It got him paid.
Yeah. I'm going to turn slower.
Apparently, Dan's kid took 40 shots in goal. 40.
I think it was 40, 44. Total.
I don't even know. Like, how do kids get off that many shots? It's still not like soccer where all the kids are bunched together as you move down the field. Like, these kids are actually like running plays and doing all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to, you know, throw the kid on the wing or something like that. Maybe you should tell them, hey, if these kids can't step up in front of you, you know, to hell with them.
Mm-mm. That's not going to help anything. Nope.
No? There's a speed situation?
I told him. I said, and he's like, what am I supposed to do? I said, you have to stop everything.
Yeah.
I said, you made
stand 30, on head.
You made 35 saves? Yeah. You should have made more.
Dominic Bernstein.
I said, that is in your power. Go ahead. You stop everything. If you stop everything, the team can never lose.
Sandy, see how he brought it back?
As you
hear the skulls and the bones of little kids being crushed on a 50,000-watt blowtorch, he brings it back a little bit. It's on you, Jay, but screw these kids you're playing with, by the way.
Well, I just tell him that. I mean,
Dan Ball, ladies and gentlemen. All right, fellas.
Uh-oh. Stay in your lane.
Back at the lab. What do you guys got?
It's just a countdown, TV-wise at least, for me. It's just a countdown until Sunday with good slate of NFL games, and it feels like it's a it sounds ridiculous, but it feels like it's like an elimination game for the Steelers against the Patriots in the 3 o'clock game on Sunday with them and the struggles they've had against New England, that if they don't have home field in the postseason against them, that there's no chance in hell that they're getting by them.
Okay. I just think the Steelers are a better team. Now, if it doesn't show itself this week, then of course I'll be wrong, but I just think top to bottom, I think they're the better squad.
I do, too. I just think if they lose this game and they don't have home field when the postseason comes around, then it might all be for naught.
Because I'm still trying to, and we've been talking about this for years now, but this has to be the year, right, where the Patriots not having a consistent enough running game matters, no? I mean, especially if you got a guy with a bad Achilles not being able to stretch the field, but of course he'll go on a fantastic playoff run and prove us all idiots again. Tanny, what do you got for us?
Looking forward to tonight, Viceland. It's showing back-to-back at 7 o'clock and I think 9:30, so if you miss it the first go-around, The Warriors is on Viceland tonight, one of my favorite movies ever. So.
Oh, nice. Warriors, come out to play.
Oh, the original? Right. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I haven't seen that movie in so long, so I'm looking forward to that. Get a little pizza tonight.
I always throw in that same category. Warriors isn't the Sean Penn movie where he was in jail, right? That was it?
No, that's Bad Boys.
Is that Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Okay, I always throw Warriors, Bad Boys, and The Miseducation of Sonny Carson in the same juvenile detention center kind of, realm.
I have never seen Warriors.
Really?
Never seen it.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. If you've seen it, you're probably stuck for the rest of your life. Like, oh, there's Warriors, but it's okay. I think Bad Boys is actually better.
I haven't seen Bad Boys either.
And I know for sure
Sorry. You
haven't seen... Is it The Education or Miseducation of Sonny Carson? Anybody who's ever listened to that Ghost
I've seen
Space
The Miseducation
album.
Of Ben Carson.
He actually...
talks that the Egyptian pyramids are used for grain storage. And he says, no, not really.
It's on...
Get that scalpel away from my kid.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We will not have transition tonight because...
What?
Terry and Lawrence are doing the book tour.
So why can't we say hi?
Well, because we got to drop the line so they can pick it up, Dan.
Oh, yeah. They're at Stanley's Restaurant and Ale House, 335 North McLean Road in South Elgin from 6 to 9. Lawrence and Terry. Terry's book, by the way, they just had like a limited reprint. They're running out of copies. It's selling so great.
Right. Murph is purchasing copy after copy on Amazon.
If I buy them all up, nobody else can read them. And I'm going to burn them. And I'm going to flush all the toilets again.
I like the way it feels against my skin, Dan. We'll come back and talk about whatever the hell it is a last segment of the week should be right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity, the future of awesome. As I just told you, my viewing tonight will be sports, sports, and nothing but more sports. And I have the X1 HD DVR box where I can record up to 5 things at once while I'm watching whatever I want to watch. It's not like, hey, you got to delete one of these recordings so you can watch TV. Nuh-uh. Xfinity X1 DVR boxes don't tell you that. And, of course, I've been telling you about that X1 voice remote where you just press that blue microphone and say, take me to NBA games. Or you can just press the C button, which scrolls the scores for you on the side. So if you want to watch college basketball, you can go to a certain conference, whether it be the ACC or the Pac-12. The C button has changed my life, and it'll change yours if you're a sports fan. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months when you bundle both. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends pretty soon here, December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football. Just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing that the Bears have taken us to a place where it's like, oh yeah, the Bears are playing and I'm mildly interested. Like, I don't feel bad for not being revved up for Bears games, even though I do want to see the development of the quarterback and all the draft picks this year who all played pretty damn well against Cincinnati last week. I watched the game. I'll be at my kid's birthday party, but I watched the game in the corner of my eye and then watched it on DVR probably the next day. But this, we've gotten to that point, unfortunately, so in too many Bears seasons where it's like, eh. And at some point, that's got to matter. Maybe it matters this offseason.
My hope is that with the kind of coaching change and coaching hire that gets people excited, that you and it's not just Ryan Pace again. I'm so excited about this year, and we know that he meant it from somewhere deep in the bottom of his heart that he was really excited about this year, and it all went sideways on him. My hope is it can be in one way or another we can have a real reason for optimism where we're not just fighting to build a case in our heads.
Yeah.
I want to be able to genuinely believe that something good is happening.
You want to be like other NFL fans, where you can be down for a little bit, but you catch a wave and you roll with it for a good 5, 6, 7 years, hopefully if you have a good quarterback. The instability at the quarterback position is obviously the number one problem, but then you look around, I mean, it's not like they've had, you know, Hall of Fame type players outside. I mean, Brian Urlacher, of course, is the dude, and Devin Hester. But
yeah, here's part of it too. This week of reminiscing about Devin Hester has made the juxtaposition of this Bears season more painful. Because you're like, yeah,
what you used to,
right? Do you remember when it was like you had that electricity that something was going on, and even if you didn't end up winning a Super Bowl, there was always, you always had that.
I couldn't wait for Mondays to come in and put together whatever open it was to accompany Devin Hester and Jeff Joniak's call. I mean, when he returned the kick against the Oakland Raiders, I was in my head, I blow the whistle was going off by Too Short. Couldn't wait to get in that Monday morning and throw it on the track for
you. Did you do the one to Peter Tosh's Steppin' Razor too? That was sweet
every
too. That was
week
a,
it was
that was a little different vibe. Yeah,
like six or seven times a year, you had something to. And that Arizona game, we were talking about it a little bit this week, where that is the that might be the hallmark Lovie Smith era Bears game, where all you did was bitch about the quarterback all your Bears life during Lovie Smith's tenure.
We don't need
that,
one.
In that game. Yeah, exactly. In that game, you saw that come to fruition. And then all of a sudden, you're taking the ball away. Charles Tillman is getting involved. And then they kick the ball to Devin Hester, and it's lights out. Like, that was the game. Even with a team that you're like, yeah, I don't know if you could do this every week or three straight weeks in the playoffs, there was a different vibe about it. I'm hoping as a Bears fan to sometime soon get back to that vibe. Because I like Mitchell Trubisky. I like Deshaun Watson better in the draft. And I saw things from Mitchell Trubisky during the training camp and during the preseason period. I'm like, okay, I'm willing to give it a chance because this is the guy you got to ride with. And you've seen ups, you've seen downs. But you still, like, I don't have anything in my heart that says this is the knockdown, drag-out quarterback for the next 8 or 9, 10 years. I hope he is. But the Bears need that something. And even if they get that something these last 3 weeks where, you see that? Tariq Cohen had another great game. Or Mitchell Trubisky's had three straight really, really good games. At some point, somebody's going to be fired. And now you're going to have to reset your entire thinking of what Bears football will look like without evidence. Either way, good or bad, whoever that new coach is, you will have people who say, you know what, I don't know if this is my guy, or I don't know if this is the right choice, and you're back in the hamster wheel again.
This segment was brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. And were we doing transition, it would be brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
This Shut
has
it
been
down.
A fun Friday.
Yeah.
An eventful Friday.
Yes, it has. Can't wait for Monday to tell the tales. Shoeless Joe's, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, everybody here has been great.
Thank everyone. Big Joe, Little Joe, thank everybody for coming out. We appreciate you so much. The Scores Holiday broadcast from 9 to 6 has come to a conclusion.
We also thank Dos Equis. Thank Lover's Lane. And we thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for being a part of our holiday broadcast today. Our guests have been Vincent Goodwill, Chris Spatola, Brian Billick, and Olin Kreutz. Thanks to everybody who participated in holiday decorating disasters.
That was
fun, as it always is as well. So we've got, there are a bunch of other people too.
Yeah. Our other thank yous before we get to our sound drops. Our guy, Tyler, how we doing, Birchmeyer? Matt Doyle, his first day, ladies and gentlemen. The man who is going to sip this wine before I leave, and I will find out if he died or not before I sip it myself. Our engineer, Eric Garcia. And our video coordinator, who was out here on site for us, Brian Gertsch.
But I thought your Cooper answer was outstanding.
Thank you.
Coming from you, that means a lot, obviously.
Put my mic on!
Stop turning it off, please! Gosh. Sorry about that, folks. Every time I go to talk, my mic is off.
That's usually in a talk back to the producer.
Louder. You just saw real radio, folks.
Exactly.
Louder than that, usually, okay?
30-year career came to an end today.
Hey, Mike, thanks for all the content that you've given our sound drops and given this show. That dude is...
thanks for being everything that everyone thought you ever were.
I will never forget my college roommate, my buddy Steve Goldberg, when we got down to Duke. He's like, yeah, there's this station in New York called WFAN, the show. It's this guy Mike Francesa and his partner's crazy. And he would go try to listen. Like in Durham, you could sometimes pick it up depending. Like at
right.
night, you could hear some
before
of the station.
Tune in or,
And he would just say, like, yeah, it's all... I'd say, what do you mean? It's like all sports, the entire station. It talks nothing but sports. And I said, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And here we are.
It's a day in history. 30 years ago, 25 years ago today, The Chronic dropped.
Most important hip-hop
albums
ever.
Sonically clean albums of all time. All right, our EP, Nicky the Kid, Nick Szepkowski.
Would you go see Daredevil?
Which one is that now?
That's Ben Affleck's new movie.
about the guy who's a blind crime fighter who turns into Daredevil? True story?
Hey, sometimes, you
yes,
know.
Yes, it's a true story.
Fiction is stranger than life at times, or life is stranger than fiction. All right,
either one.
Our sound man, audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
We live in a world now where you are going to be more concerned with the gorilla than you are the little boy. What's wrong with you people? He fell into an area where he's in there with a gorilla who is dragging him around the habitat, and you're telling me you're worried about the gorilla's welfare?
Anthony in New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Yes, Mike. I got one free agency target that I think he would fit perfect with the Giants.
Who's that?
The gorilla.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that to the show, Anthony. It really was a help.
All right,
we'll always have the gorilla.
As we
the
say,
gorilla.
Stay tuned, and if you're in South Elgin, make sure you roll on over to Stanley's because Lawrence Holmes is doing his show from Stanley's. And
we're sending the guy that was here earlier to go talk to Terry.
Put a foot in his ass. Terry Bores will join him at some point as well, continuing the Terry Bores book tour. So stay tuned. Have a good weekend, everybody. Take care of each other. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks for listening to 670 The Score.
I will most likely have the snowblower out tomorrow for the first time. I will have it out. And I am, forget it, I am a Picasso with the snowblower. I mean, they're artists. I am an artist. I'll be up and down that cobblestone driveway. Man, there won't be a hairs. There won't be like even a little film of snow. I'll be out there. There is an art form into utilizing that machine. But tomorrow, we could be back in action tomorrow morning with the snowblower. We'll be out there tomorrow morning with that snowblower tomorrow morning. First thing.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
Basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's very easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
The all-new Radio.com app is available now. It's an all-new experience that puts listening at your fingertips. We've made it easier than ever to access the radio stations you love. Now, we'll save all your favorite stations and recommend others based on your listening. Missed your favorite show? No need to open another app to download a podcast. You can listen to them right here. Download the all-new Radio.com app and listen to this station and hundreds of others anytime, anywhere.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports